Thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Kevin Polite. He's the Technical Assistant for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPCE. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about NERPCE and your role there.
Okay, well, NERPCE is, like you said, the Northwest Indiana Regional Planning Commission, and it's a council of governments for Northwest Indiana. It's supposed to serve the citizens for Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties, and it's supposed to, it's a forum that enables citizens in Northwest Indiana to address regional issues, and especially relating to transportation, environment, and economic development.
Mm-hmm. So what is the ADA bus stop inventory, and what was the role of this project?
Okay, so the ADA bus stop inventory is, it was an inventory that we did for the Americans with Disabilities Act, and it had to do with us going around to every single bus stop in Northwest Indiana, which it would include the Gary Public Transit Corporation, East Chicago Transit, the V-Line, the South Shore Connect, Chicago Dash in Valparaiso, the Wave in Michigan City, and the Triangle Transit, to make sure that the bus stops there all meet up with ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, standard.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that are included there are the quality of the sidewalk, to make sure that they have the right, they're wide enough and that they have a good curb cut. You know, if there's like a shelter at the bus stop, to make sure that it's big enough for people with disabilities to get into the bus stop, and just stuff like that.
I see. So what are the steps involved in this project?
The steps involved, it's been going on for almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So the start of the project, we had to, you know, talk with the transit operators from all the different transit agencies to communicate with them and let them know that we were going to, you know, work with them in this project, partner with them, tell them and work together and try to figure out, like, what are all the steps that need to be involved in order to complete this project. So that was step one. Step two would be, you know, researching the bus stops, working with the transit agencies to get info on where all the bus stops are in Northwest Indiana, and also to make sure that we knew all the correct ADA standards to make sure that we were getting the best possible inventory for all these bus stops. That was step two. Step three would be physically going to all the bus stops and checking them, do all the things that I mentioned earlier with the sidewalks, with the shelters, all that kind of stuff, and that took a long time because there are actually over 300 bus stops in
Wow.
Northwest Indiana.
Mm.
Step four would be sending our data back that we found out of the bus stops to the transit operators to check the quality, to make sure that we are getting everything that they wanted. And then we are currently on step five, which would be putting the transit website together from all of the bus stop from the bus stop inventory that we put together, and, you know, editing the data and making sure that we put a good final product out.
So what is the final goal of the ADA bus stop inventory?
So the final goal would be a transit website in one place for all of Northwest Indiana. That would include all of the agencies that I talked about earlier in Michigan City and Gary and East Chicago and Valparaiso and the Triangle Transit, and then having all of those transit agencies in one location for people to find. And this would also include in this website information of all of the ADA standards that has to do with all of the bus stops. That way, if there is someone with a disability who is trying to ride these buses, they will know what the best places they can go to, where they maybe want to stay away from, just to make it easier for everyone in order to use the service we have here in Northwest Indiana.
Sure. As we talk about air quality, can you explain to our listeners why transit is better for the environment than driving our passenger vehicles?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, cars are bad for the environment. If we can get more cars off the road, that's obviously the best thing to do. I mean, the easiest way to think about it is if people are using the transit, if you can get 10 people on the bus, like if you can get 10 people on the bus, other than them driving individually, that's 10 less cars off the road. And therefore, it's just overall better for the environment. It's kind of like a giant ride sharing program.
Mm-hmm. So how can our listeners learn more about this project and NERPCE?
So like I mentioned earlier, the project isn't quite finished yet. We're about 2 years into it, and we're still on the final step right now, which is putting the final product together. So we're still working on the website. It should be up probably in early 2021,
mm-hmm.
and that's what our goal is. So we don't really have anything that the public can see about it right now other than me talking about it right now. We have other things that are involved with it, which are all on the NIRPC website, which is nirpc.org. Mm-hmm. There's some things you can look at there, but that would be the best place to look at some of the other things involved. If you want to look at the transit agencies, they all have their own websites right now, and that's why we're trying to put it all in one place together.
We look forward to hearing more about this project and the final inventory and how this all comes together for the region. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Kevin Polite. He's the Technical Assistant for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NIRPC. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.